Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the planet, welcome to Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. As Dr. Henderson would say, she's coming up real fast, too, as well, ladies and gentlemen. We got some announcements and a song. Everybody's going to do some great, great cartwheels and flips. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God, thank God. Amen, amen. So we thank God for the opportunity to be here with you today. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Dr. Henderson coming up. Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, joining us from all across the planet there. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, that number, the number to call in right now to be part of the programming, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be blessed. Without a doubt, you will be blessed today. The number is 347-843-4559. Call the number 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, I want you guys to take that out. They'll push it out to your Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter pages, and all points enough, LinkedIn as well, ladies and gentlemen. But this is Straight to the Point, 347-843-4559. Yeah. I love it. Amen. Praise God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep it moving here. Dr. Henderson will be up after this next song. God bless you.
What you're going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's more than so ways. So get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Your name on it. Blessings, everyone. God got a blessing with your name on air. I just want to shout to everybody out there in radio land, everybody that's going to call back, those who are listening live, those who are listening by way of the internet. I just want you to know that God got a blessing with your name on air. As Norman Hutchinson was just singing, and as Timothy Wright said, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Remember those songs back in the days when we used to sing in church? I'm telling you, them songs will have you rocking. If you be going through trial and a tribulation and you hear, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. You get up, start shouting and dancing. He said, trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. You guys have tuned into the Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions. We are led by the Holy Spirit. We use biblical principles as well as we walk in the spirit of knowledge and wisdom and revelation according to the word of God, according to the Rhema word, as well as the Logos word, the Logos, which is the written word, the Rhema word, which is the spoken word of God. We operate in both. At the end of the day, it's all God, because the Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. So the Word is God. Hallelujah. And the flesh of God is the man, Jesus, 100% God, 100% man. Hallelujah. He dwelt on earth and walked among God. And so I want to welcome you guys to the Straight to the Point. Hopefully not to be before you long. I just want to say thank you for those who, again, who are listening by way of live and those who are going to call back. I'm definitely not going to be before you long. I want to just encourage the body of Christ on, not just the body of Christ, but anybody who has an ear. Let them hear what the Lord is speaking on tonight. Everyone, you know, if you look in the world, there's chaos. You can only find peace in Jesus. I just want to say it again. You can only find peace and safety in the arms of Jesus. But then, even though, you know, not being so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. But being in the world, you still experience what, you know, the world experiences as it relates to, you know, a lot of Christians lost their jobs, just like a lot of people that don't serve God lost their jobs. A lot of Christians are going through trials, trying to pay their bills, just like people who don't serve God are going through trials trying to pay their bills. A lot of Christians who, you know, who businesses are doing bad and had to shut down churches, and people in the world, businesses are doing bad. So, you know, the Bible says God reigns on the just and the unjust. And when you look at the Bible, whenever God wanted to punish, not really punish, but wanted to touch the hearts of his people to turn their hearts back towards him, he not only did he rain on the unjust, but he also, the ones who were just had to, you know, had to deal with the situation as well, even the prophets. You know, a lot of the prophets, they were put in, they were put in the same situation as the people who they were prophesying to. The same people who they had to prophesy to and say, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. You know, if you don't do this, this is going to happen. And because God is just, the prophets had to deal with the same situation as the children of Israel had to deal with. If you read the Old Testament, you will see that. And so, nothing has changed. God is the same God. It's unfortunate that we have to deal with some of the same things that people who don't serve him have to deal with. But, you know, God is a righteous judge. And so while we're in that situation, and with the prophets of the old did, while they were in the situation, they used that as an opportunity to minister to the law. And so we as prophets and apostles and evangelists and pastors and teachers, or those of us who walk in any of the office who has a man-made office title, which is the bishop, the deacons, the elders, you know, you have to as well. And when I mean by man-made, I mean you're voted in by man. That's what I mean. Have to as well teach those who are lost. So those who are lost who don't know the way, those of us who do know the way, we have to tell them, okay, you're in this situation, but let me tell you what God is doing. We have to be able to point them in the right direction. We have to be able to tell them which way to go, what's the right way to go to Jesus. So a lot of times, and the reason why God allowed the just to go through with the unjust is so that us who are just would be able to use that as an opportunity to not get conceited and buffed up or prideful, but to be humble and be able to feel what they're feeling, so we would be better be able to minister to them about God's unchanging hand, the God that can save, the God that can deliver, the God that can heal, the God that can set free. And so our job is to, in this chaotic situation that we're seeing, that we are all experiencing, our job is to let a dying world know that Jesus can save you. He can pick you up. He can turn you around. He can place your feet on a solid ground. And so that's what we are being, God is asking of us, those of us who know the way, to point those who are lost to the way. And the way is Jesus, because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we need to point them to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And what I mean by, and let me just clarify something, thank you, Holy Spirit. What I mean by what the prophets had experienced was they experienced going into bondage too. Like the children of Israel, they had went into bondage. God had allowed a people to raise up and put them in bondage. And so for a certain amount of years. And so the prophets had to go into bondage too. The prophet Daniel experienced it, and a whole lot of other prophets. But how many of you know why you're in bondage or why you're in that situation? You can be like Daniel and say, I'm not bowing to any false god. I'm going to hold my course. I'm going to take my stance. I'm going to stand on the word of God, and I'm going to continue to declare and decree that Jesus is Lord, that he is the Lord of lords, and he is the King of kings, that he is Alpha and Omega. He's the one and only true God, and I will only bow to my one and only true God. I will not bow down to false religion. I will not bow down to anarchy. I will not bow down to Marxists. I will not bow down to the world. I will not bow down to anything that is telling me to go against the word of God. You know, I'm totally and fully committed to his will and to his way. You know, I love all people, but I don't have to agree with their sin. And I don't look down on them because of their sin, because Jesus didn't look down on us because of our sin. Amen. I have compassion and I have love, but I refuse to turn and to conform to their ways. Amen. I wrote something on social media. I said Jesus walked among them, but he didn't conform to them. Meaning that, because people always say, well, you know, Jesus walked among the sinners. He walked among the whoremongers. And yes, he did. But he walked among them to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. He walked among them, amen, to teach them the right way. He walked among them so that they would believe in him. He did not conform to their ways. And a lot of Christians, what we're seeing today, they're walking among them, but they're conforming to their ways and trying to be like them. And God never told us to try to be like them. He told us if you're going to walk with them, then you need to be strong enough to be able to help convert them. If you're not strong enough to help convert them, then no, you don't need to be walking with them. You're not condemning them. You're not looking down on them. You're just not strong enough yet to be able to walk among them to the point where you won't be dragged into their mess or trying to be like them. Amen. A particular scripture comes to me when Jesus had to tell Peter. He said, Peter, this is one of my favorites. He said, after you have been converted, then you go strengthen your brother. He said, I mean, wouldn't it look like him telling Peter to go strengthen somebody, and Peter wasn't strong enough yet? Jesus recognized that you can't go strengthen your brethren. You can't go walk among them. You can't even be around them, Peter, until you have been converted, until you have been delivered, after you have been set free, after you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, after you have gained some strength, then you can go back. Hallelujah. Then you can go back and pull up your brother. But right now, Peter, you need to learn some more, get strengthened some more, you know, build a better relationship with me some more, build your faith up in me some more, get to know me some more, build a relationship with me, know my voice, learn of my voice, because those who know my voice, they would another voice they would not want to. So regardless of what enemy is coming your way, regardless of what the voices are telling you, amen, glory to God, if it's not my voice, then you know not to follow it. But in order for you to get into that posture and be in that position, you got to be in the face of God. You got to be in his presence. You got to learn of him, walk with him, talk with him. That's how you get strengthened. Amen. And so I just want to encourage the body of Christ today is that it's time for us to come out from among them and be ye separated. And I'm not saying that, yes, come out from among them and be ye separated, because in this time, God is doing the separating. At one time, he said, let the wheat grow with the tares. But this is the time that God is doing the separating. Amen. He's separating them, and like never before, people are being exposed like never before. So many people have fallen away from the faith. Many people are walking away from the faith every single day. People are walking away from the faith. And so we have to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, and know that our labor is not in vain. Amen. So let's continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let us continue to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Let us continue to put on the mind of Christ. Let us continue to put him first. Let us continue to try our absolute best to walk up and walk uprightly before him. We know that all have sinned and come and fallen short of the glory of God. We know that, but let us not use that as an excuse to sin. Amen. Let us not take advantage. Let us not abuse grace. You know, a lot of us have abused grace. A lot of us have done grace wrong. A lot of us have just walked all over grace. Amen. Let us allow grace to change us from the inside out. Let us be so thankful and grateful to God for his grace, that we've allowed it to permeate our hearts, that it would change our hearts and take away the stony heart and give us a heart of flesh, so that we can walk uprightly before him and do his will, walk in his way, his will and his way for our lives. Amen. So God is looking in this time like never before for us to truly look like him, to be the salt of the earth, to be the salt of the earth, to be the light of the world. Amen. So that when people taste of you, they would know that you taste different than what they've been tasting. Amen. Because if you're the salt, you ought to have a taste. You ought to have a flavor. Amen. But when you lost your flavor, that means you become bland. Amen. That you taste like everybody else. And we ought to be taste, when a person get a taste of us, amen, they should be like, this is different. Amen. They should know that we're different. They should already recognize immediately that we are different. We are not like all the others. So let us be unique. Let us be that unique. Let us be the peculiar people that Jesus said that we are. We are a peculiar people. We are a chosen vessel. We are a royal priesthood. Amen. We are a chosen generation. We ought to be different. We ought to look different. We ought to act different. Not that we're better than anybody else, but we're just not going to fit in because we're different. We've been chosen. We've been chosen and mocked by God to do a great work in the earth for a purpose, on purpose, and for a purpose. Amen? And so I just want us to be encouraged and not get so caught up about what's going on around us, but being encouraged in the Lord. I want to read one scripture, and then I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines, and because I am going to talk about the business spotlight on tonight. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, somebody hear me on tonight, I said trouble don't last always, glory to God. For in the time of trouble, and let me say it again, I said trouble don't last always. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And if you know what that rock is, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus is the rock. Hallelujah. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Let me read 5 once again. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Glory to God. I just want to encourage you on tonight that you should be so engrafted and so intertwined into the Lord. You should be so intertwined in him, so hidden in him, that regardless of what come your way, that is just bouncing right off of you. Because you're hidden in his pavilion. You're hidden in his arms. You're in the rock, and the rock is Jesus Christ. You know it's hard to crack a rock. It's hard to crack a rock. No matter how hard you try, it's hard to crack a rock. And the rock that I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. We should be so hidden in Jesus that I don't care what the enemy throw our way. I don't care what person he try to use. What enemies he try to rise up and jump in to rise up against us? What people he try to, demonic spirits would try to use to slander or try to come up against us and do all kinds of manners of evil towards us? We should be so hidden and in the Lord and so ingrained in the Word and the Word in us and we in the Word that when those things come, we should be able to stand flat-footed and tell the devil he's a liar, to tell the demonic spirits to bow to the word of God, to tell the devil and the demonic spirits that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Why? Because we have an inheritance of the Lord, because we are his children. We belong to God. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are an heir. Heirs have inheritance. We have an inheritance because we are heirs. Amen. So I just want to encourage you before I let you go on tonight to just tell you I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Another powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you all are taking some notes tonight. Hey, for those just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're going to open up these lines. And Dr. Henderson, we got Evangelist May somewhere on the planet. I love it. I love it. Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God
bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you on tonight, Dr. Henderson, Dr. Vaughn, all of those that are listening. Amen. I thank God for the word. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord on tonight.
Yeah.
I felt the word of the Lord on tonight. Just coming and reminding us of who we are, reminding us of whose we are. You know,
yes.
You were speaking about being separated and being
yes.
a peculiar people, and I was thinking
yes.
about a royal priesthood. We are
yes.
so much superior to a people, but we are different.
Yes.
So in
right.
other words, we stand out. You know, you may
yes.
have all of one color, but then there may
right.
be one off color. Why? Since
right.
there's the difference between the two, you know. And so we
yes.
are different. So the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says we are a new creation. We
yes.
are in Christ Jesus, and all,
yes.
all things have passed away, which means
yes.
the old man, the man, the ways of the world, and the way that we used to be, all
yes.
of that has been done away with. And we have
yes.
become this new creation now,
yes.
which is Christ Jesus, which means we are, as you said, joint heirs with him. We are becoming
yes.
royalhood now. And so now
yes.
we are totally different, mind, soul, body, spirit, everything
yes.
about us, you know. So there's an obvious difference between us and the world, and it should be. Because if we are to be the light of the world, they got to be able to see something different to follow.
That's
if
right.
If the same, it kind of camouflages together. But because
right.
we're different, God has
Amen.
Told us to set us apart as his people, but for a reason, to lead the others into the light. He said there is
yes.
a sheep that is not of this boat, but he do have some more sheep. So, you know, I thank God for the word tonight reminding us of whose we are, who we belong
mm-hmm.
to, and
mm-hmm.
the things that we have inherited being into the royal family. You know, we're in a kingdom, you know.
Yeah.
The Bible says that kingdoms will rise against kingdoms. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even in Matthew 6:33, it said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. So that lets us know we're in a kingdom. We're in the Lord's
right.
kingdom.
Right.
So we have to look like him. We have to act like him. We have to behave like him. We have to represent him well in the earth.
Yeah.
So that others will be drawn unto him. He said, we're not to push
mm-hmm.
people away. They're not to run
That's
away
right.
from others. Not want to be around us. We should be able to be
right.
so sweet, so loving, and so kind to them. Be like,
Those people are
victorious. Those people have authority. Those people are different than us. So we'll be able
yeah.
to draw them by the power of God and by the identity of who
mm-hmm.
we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so they'll desire him through us because we are different than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you talk about how we try to do the things like they do them. But then when they're ready to come out of that, where are they coming out to if we have become
exactly.
like them? You know, the Bible
yep.
says to be in the world, but don't be of the world. We're not to
That's
be conformed
right.
to this world system and to their principles
That's
and
right.
the ways that they do things. We do things differently. You
yep.
know, the world's way of getting better is to step on somebody else. And that's
yep.
how they climb the ladder. But the way
yep.
of the kingdom is to prefer another. Before
That's
you.
Right.
That's how we get up the ladder.
That's
you know?
Right.
So,
That's right.
So, you know,
That's right.
And to have the riches and the gold, we give. Because that's what the word of God and the kingdom tells us to do, to give, and it shall be given unto us. The world
That's right.
get what you're paying for yourself. But that's not the
That's
thing.
Right.
That's what the Bible means about not conforming to the principles of the world. God has a
yeah.
to be obviously different. So I thank God
yeah.
for the word of God tonight. Thank God for you, Dr. Henderson. I appreciate you so very much. You're always so straight to the point. You're always on point. It's always a pleasure. On the line. No
oh.
God. You know, it just stirs my anointing. That's all it do. Just stirs me up.
Every time I come on
these Monday nights, and I appreciate the word of the Lord. I appreciate your ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist. I appreciate you. I appreciate your feedback and all that you have to give. As you receive, Amen. You give. And I appreciate God using you as well. And, you know, I appreciate the God in you and the spirit that uses you mightily and powerful on his line. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless
you. Amen.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. That was powerful. I tell you, Dr. Evangelist May has always got some great nuggets, man.
Powerful.
And always got some great nuggets.
Yeah.
Amen. So God bless you. And I agree with her on that, Doc. Straight to the point has literally snatches souls back into alignment. I love that right there. So thank you, Dr. Henderson, for all you do. You're literally snatching souls back into alignment for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hey, Dr. Henderson, I believe our next caller is the Hembricks are back. I believe the Hembricks are with us tonight. God bless you. I think that's their number. God bless you.
Yes. Hi. Good evening.
Hi, Heidi. God bless you, prophetess.
God bless you, too, Dr. Hembricks. It's good to hear you.
Yeah, nice to hear you tonight.
Thank you. You know, when you preach and lay the word as God tell you to, it always take me to a testimony.
Amen.
And I just want to share just this small testimony that
yeah.
you know, God you know, showed me one day. And I was around people, you know, I have preachers in my family, deacons in my family, church folk go to church. I've been going to church since I could breathe.
Right.
And, so as I was growing up, I started seeing different things, especially when I was becoming older to when I could recognize things.
Right.
And so when I became, say, in my 30s maybe, my 20s, and so I had a conversation with the Lord, and I said, well, you know, I said, Lord, why you want me to see all this and why I have to go through all of this?
Yeah.
And he said, because I don't want you to be like that.
Wow.
And when God said that to me, I said, okay, God want me to be better than what the enemy had to offer.
That's powerful. I like it. I like what you said.
Amen. And so, but you know, it's teaching me today how to be patient with people, how to love people and not judge people, not to be so judgmental, but not to be stepped on either.
Exactly. There should be a balance. Yes.
Yes. And so I thank you for the word. And I said, man, I came on tonight to hear such a great word.
Amen.
And then, and then Evangelist Mays came right behind you. I'm like, okay, Jesus, thank you very much, you know. And like Dr. Vaughn said, with some, you know, good nuggets. And so I wanted to share that testimony because it's dear to my heart. And sometimes when you see some of the things that's going on, and you know, God said, don't be about it, don't talk about it, pray about it. And then sometimes you just got to go into a quiet room. Inside yourself and, you know, let God minister to you again. You know, so that you don't lose focus.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to be accepted. You want to be, you know, get along. But all the time, you're just not.
It
just doesn't happen like that.
You chosen.
Amen.
You chosen, prophetess. God got it. You know, you special. You just can't be. I mean, you know, you ever been a time, if you think about it, where some people could just do whatever they want and get away with it, but you do one thing and you get caught, you'd be like, God, dang, but they don't did all this. It ain't nothing happened to them. I do one thing and I don't got caught.
Yep, exactly.
You know? Yeah, so,
exactly.
I mean,
that.
Yeah, That's because, you know, the Bible says he chastises those he loves. And so,
amen.
You know. So
and I thank
special?
God he loved me.
Oh, he does. He loves you. You chosen. God got a great, great, great plan for your life. And it's going to be great.
Amen.
God bless you.
And God
amen.
Bless you, Dr. Henderson, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Elder, how you doing, sir?
All righty, all righty. So glad to be back on the line tonight, and what a powerful word. God is so good. She just spoke my testimony of what I of what I've been going through today, and she didn't even know it. But that's what I've been just you know seeking God and you know asking God for you know clear direction for which for all of my footsteps. And, so she spoke it tonight. She didn't even know I was even thinking that because I was just telling her that I was just going to be praying for a while. I'm just going to just step back.
Amen.
And, you know, get into the Lord. And, cause I need to get into the Lord more. And I just needed just to sit back and observe things and see what's, you know, what's going on around. But the ninth message was just powerful too, because you spoke on the 27th song, you know.
Yes.
My life and my salvation. Who shall I fear?
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite scriptures was out of the 23rd song, which is really my favorite. But
right.
I mean, you spoke some really powerful words. You said some powerful things tonight that really blessed my heart, and I'm just so glad and so thankful that, you know, you have somebody praying for you. So that's always awesome, even though you might be absent, but you still
right.
have for you, you know. But, you know, God is good, and, you know, I thank God tonight, I got my answer tonight. My wife just spoke it.
Praise God.
Praise
God. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad. Praise Him.
Yeah, amen. You know, God. Sometimes you can wait on the Lord to say something, but He gives you somebody else to say it for you. You know,
and it be sometimes the person right beside you.
Right beside
God put a word in your wife right for you. Amen.
Yeah, right for me. So, you know, that's why thank God, that's why we are one. I thank God for that.
Yeah.
But tonight, it was just powerful. Evangelist May said something powerful. Dr. Vaughn always had something to say powerful. And but it's just a good message tonight, you know.
Sometimes you
look at people and excuse me for you know going on, but sometimes
no,
you,
go ahead, you good.
You know, you look at people and you just have to really see. You have to really look at things and really see the surroundings, you know.
Right.
Where you are. And where you trying to go, and you know, like she said, you don't want to be stepped on anything like that. You don't want anybody,
right?
You know, anything like that. But you just
right.
have to step back and you know, and ask God, you know, what's going on here? You know,
right?
You know, I mean, I love you. You saved me. You know, you heard my cry. You know with my
right.
You know with
yeah.
my. What my heart is all about, you know. I have a good heart, and and you know, and I've just been, you know, just kind of sitting back and just more so taking care of her, putting my mind on her, you know, making
mm-hmm.
sure my mind's on God, but I'm also paying special attention more so to her needs right now. Because I know I have to do that first. Because that's where the ministry starts, right here. So
yeah.
I've I've been doing that. So I'm just thankful and just so grateful. And I'm just so happy that I got on the line tonight, and I thank God. God for Straight to the Point. I thank God for the ministry. Matter of fact, today I had on the intervention shirt today.
Praise Him. Okay.
I wore that today.
And he intervened, didn't he?
I said, well, look at here. You know, matter of fact, I wore it before, and then I washed it, and I put it back on again today.
Praise them.
And at the time I had it on, I was thinking, I'm saying, you know, I know she's still into the intervention. I know she's still doing it. But, you know, I didn't go anywhere, but I just had the shirt on today. I just thank God, you know, he had me put that shirt on for some reason, because it's what it is now is that people are going through now.
Yeah.
People are really going through now. People are losing. There's so many violence going on. So many child molestations. Yeah. So much is going on.
Crime.
This pandemic, this epidemic that we're going through, I mean, it's really rough. And if people look at it and think about it, we have to seek God first. We have to seek first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness and all these other things be added unto you.
We got to seek God first.
We got to seek God in what we're doing. You know, even though we're going through, you just can't worry about this pandemic. You know, okay, it's there. We know that. But we know that God's the only one can heal us, too. So we got
to
do it, too. Man can't do it. Doctors can't. Scientists can't do it. Only God can do it. But He's not going to do anything until we seek Him first. We had put God out of place.
We got out of position. Right.
On the back burner, forgot all about him.
Right.
Just so busy, you know. We were so busy doing nothing.
Right.
Busy doing nothing. That's what we were doing. Busy doing nothing. You had to be there. Yep. You got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be nowhere but where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thanking God tonight and praising Him tonight, and thank you for letting me, you know, share tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a smile upon you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Elder. I miss you and Prophetess. Love y'all. If y'all ever need anything, I'm here. Amen. Just want you to know that. God bless you. We're going to do the business spotlight tonight, but I haven't done it in a while. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We are commenting and thanking God for the word tonight. And the only thing I wanted to add, because I was taking some notes while y'all was talking here, is that Jesus always encouraged us to compel them to come. And how do we do that?
Yeah.
By imitating Jesus, you know, by imitating Him, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, Dr. Henderson, I love the word. Of course, we love the word. But John 16:33 says Jesus told us that we would have trials and difficult times. He says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. You hear that? Peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. That's our hope and glory right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you keep your sanity. That's how you keep your mindset. Is right there in Jesus' name. So thank you so much, Dr. Henderson, for the word of God tonight. But Jesus is all we need, ladies and gentlemen. It's all we need. Back to you, Doc.
Yes. Yes. We need Jesus and we need each other. Amen. You know, we got to pray for one another and check on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everybody is holding up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
in
these times of trouble, you know, we got to make sure everybody is surviving. You know, we are brother's keeper, you know.
Yep.
So we got to check on each other, make sure everybody is, you know, okay and love each other And don't let pride get in the way of checking on each other. You know, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. And this coronavirus is showing us that, you know, it's a deadly virus, whereas if somebody get it, you can't even see your family members. Once they go in a hospital, that's it.
Yep,
you will never see them until you're better. You would, since some, some, a lot of situations, they don't even let you see them at all. If they die, they put them in a bag and seal it up. You don't even, you can't even identify the body. So you don't even really know if they are your people that's been buried. You know what I mean?
So, I mean, you know,
they could be taking their organs out of their bodies. And,
right.
You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
We're in some hard times. And so we have to be, we have to really, you know, check on each other. And I need everybody, I want everybody to survive. We're going to make it through it. We're going to be okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We got Jesus. Yeah. Just, you know, those of us who are in the Lord, you know, be strong. You know, the power of his might. And I've been talking the last few weeks about how we got to get back to, you know, Jesus is Lord. We got to continue to let the world know. We got to get back in position. A lot of us have gotten out of position. And we have to get back in position and make sure. And what I mean by that is spiritual alignment, you know, back in spiritual alignment with God. And making sure that he's first, that Jesus is Lord. And a lot of times, like I was saying, and I've been talking about this for, God has me talking about this like for the whole month of June and July, like never before. He said, I need you to invoke my name. Tell the people that it's only one way. I need you to let the people know that, you know, I'm coming back, and I need you to let them know that it's only by one name that they can be saved. You know, it's time is winding down. It's time enough for all that compromising and not trying to hurt people's feelings and walking on eggshells because you don't want to, you know, make somebody else feel bad about their religion. But we know that what they're serving is not right. So we have to tell them the truth, whether they receive it or not. And you can tell them the truth in love. You don't
have
to badger it. You don't have to bang them on the head. You ain't got to shout or scream. You could just gently let them know. And if they don't receive it, it's not on us. You know, we've done what God told us to do. He says, shake the dust off your feet and keep it moving. You know? And so it's time for us to, you know, to let the dying world know that they need Jesus and that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. He's only one name, only one name. And you know what I was telling them, Elder Hembrick, I don't know if y'all heard the show last week, but I was letting them know that I said the reason why the world is crazy like it is, and these demons have put a, like Evangelist May said, they put a foothold on the earth, that these demonic spirits got a, they don't grow stronger because we, the body of Christ is out of position and we don't invoke the name of Jesus. We forgot that the reason why these demons ain't gone nowhere is because we're not saying in the name of Jesus.
Right.
It's only by one name that they're going to obey. They're not going to obey in our name. It's only in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It ain't the pastor's name. It ain't the Lord's name. It ain't nobody on his phone name. It's only by the name of Jesus will a demon bow. Only way you can even cast a demon out if you say, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the only way that sickness can be healed, you got to say, in the name of Jesus. And all for somebody to get delivered, you got to say in Jesus' name. You know, you can't say because I can't say because I'm Dr. Dolores Henderson, demon, you better get out. That demon gonna be like, who are you again? You got to say, I bind and I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out of there in Jesus' name. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You don't even hear pastors preaching Jesus no more. You hear them preaching everything but Jesus. You don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. You don't even am talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. That's our comforter. The reason why people don't have comfort is because they aren't calling on the comforter. They're not invoking the comforter. They're
right,
not saying,
right.
Holy Spirit, good morning. Holy Spirit, how are you this morning? Holy Spirit, can you heal me? Can you give me some strength this morning? Holy Spirit, I need you to rise up in me. Rise up in me, Holy Spirit, and strengthen me. Lead me and teach me. Help me to remember how Jesus brought me out this time, and so I can be encouraged to go along a little bit more longer. Jesus said, when I leave, I'm going to send you a comforter. He was talking about the Holy Spirit, but nobody talks about the Holy Spirit. They don't preach about the Holy Spirit. They don't even talk about the Holy Spirit. They don't even pray for anybody to get the Holy Spirit. You know, back in the days, we used to pray for us to get the Holy Spirit. You, these sermons that you hear on TV, online, they ain't talking about the Holy Spirit. They're talking about getting the bag, how they going to get the bag, how they going to get their name on something, how they going to get buildings. Then and Jesus is saying, what about me? What about me? What about me? What about me? That's what Jesus is saying. And so we got to get back in position and put him first, just like you said, Elder. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things should be added unto us. So we got to put him first in everything that we do. So thank you so very much, Evangelist Mays, Elder Hembrick, Prophetess Hembrick. We're going to move forward to the business spotlight. Evangelist Mays on, because she spoke first.
She
got to drop. Business.
Yeah, she had to drop off.
Okay, we'll go to the Hembrick to talk about their business, and you, Dr. Devon, and then I'll close it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We just want to announce once again the Alpha and Omega. Omega Bets, ABC, and Coven book that we have, and we've been having this book for some time now, and it's a very, very good book. It's a Coven book. It's an ABC book, but you can learn your ABCs and learn the Word of God at the same time, and it's good for little children right at this time, and they're in the process of doing this online training, online classes now. But I just encourage everyone to go out to your nearest bookstore and pick this book up. Barnes and Noble, and I can't think of Walmart's. Not Walmart. Yeah, Walmart. You go to Walmart, and Walmart has it. Also, you can go at any Christian bookstore. And they should also have it. I just say that again. It's called Afro and Omega Covenant Books. You can also email us, our email is Lady Hembrick at Verizon. At iCloud.net. iCloud.com.
Yes.
And my email is schembrick@verizon.net. You can email us and tell us that you want this book. If you can't get out, I know it's hard to get out now and move around these days, but we have the book right here at home, and we can mail them to you. And as you email us, we can also give you the price of each of the books. They're very good books for your kids, and also good books to have Bible study in. You know, just pick a alphabet. Pick a R for rock and the S for star. Jesus is a rock and Jesus is a star. Just pick any one of them letters and just start a Bible study right there with your kids. You don't have to have people coming over your house. It's all about family. And this is what this epidemic has taught us. It's all about family. We got to be strong. And and so I just encourage you to get this book as soon as you can, when you can. And you also go to Zulon Press. Zulon Press also has the book. You can them, or you can also look on YouTube, and there's a little small trailer on there that we made, and that's really really encouraging. It's a nice song on there, really soft music, and had the kids on there, and just it also has my wife's name, and you know, brings her name out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really a good coloring book, good. It's a study Bible. It's like a study coloring book that you can color all the same time. I mean, it's just modern. Then it has for the adults. It has praise God for the adults. It has the pictures of the color that you can read them, or even don't have to be an adult, another child to read it to another child. And that really would help you to get closer to your family, get closer to Jesus at the same time.
Yeah.
So that you can't beat that at all. So I thank you for letting us share. Thank you so much.
I need to get 5 copies of each tonight. I need to get 5 copies of each tonight. Send me the PayPal link. I need to order 5 copies of each. I need 5 copies of the coloring book and 5 copies of the study one to put in my library, so I can give them away. So I'm going to buy those from y'all tonight. So send me email me the price, and I can cash out it, or I can however y'all want me to pay it. I'm gonna do that. I'm going to buy those 5 copies of each. So that's 10 books.
Okay.
All right. Okay. God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. Those are just joining us around the globe. This is the Business Spotlight on Straight to the Point with Confidence. Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, thank you so much for the opportunity, Doc. Hey, real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Vaughn with you. MLT Networks, that's the short version. MLTNetworks.net is the website. MLTNetworks.net is the website for you guys to check out. And, of course, contact me as well. Quick breakdown of just some of the services, ladies and gentlemen. We've got video streaming services, internet radio services, business consulting area to help you out, get legal and get set up properly in your business area. We got our wellness consulting. Our goal is to keep you healthy, keep your immune system high, keep your mind right. And we got some powerful, powerful people that know what they talk about. And we got some powerful products to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the wellness area. Also, too, financial strategy planning. Dr. Henderson, we're helping our folks keep their money, make some money, and share the money as well. So we try to help you out in that area, ladies and gentlemen. Technology consulting, if you just need help on setting up maybe your home studio, right? That's another big one area, doctor. A lot of people want help on is how to set up the home studio, home classroom for their kids, things like that. So we help you in that area if you need that. And then last but not least, we help our young people. We have our Empowerment Mentor Series for Black young men. We do educate and train all men, but we focus in on the Black young male today as well. So we have our Empowerment Series for Black men and women. Today, our young people, to help them and guide them on career planning, help them on just getting jobs, getting starting businesses, how to start businesses, you know, and all that good stuff. So we're excited about always giving back to our young people and help guide and nurture and protect them as well. And that's MLTNetworks.net, MLTNetworks.net. Back to you, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much.
Amen. So I want you guys to go into the handbook. Those books are really awesome. If you know of any child who may need the books, then buy and sow into a child's life. You know, I mean, honestly, I read it for myself. You know, my granddaughter read it, but I read it for myself, and I like both of the books. You can't buy one without the other. You got to get both of them. And I can't wait to get my 10, my 5 of each, and so I can be able to sow into somebody's life. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about. We have to sow and help each other. You know, we got to help each other. Praise God. And so, Dr. Vaughn, if those of you who don't know, Dr. Vaughn got a myriad of businesses. His Men's Let's Talk Network is huge. it comprised of so many things. He does the video conferencing, the Zooms, and all types of things. And so we utilized him. When I say we, I'm talking about my company, my consultant company, as well as my personal brand, utilized his services a lot. And so he'll also be helping us out at the P3 conference. He's actually one of our speakers at the P3 conference. He'll be doing the business segment. And so we're excited about that. He'll be doing the business. What you going to be speaking on again, Dr. Vaughn? The three what?
Yeah, I got to look at my notes, Doc. I don't have that in front of me. I forgot what I wrote there. I don't have my notes in front of me. Our goal is to map. Yeah, it's going to be P3s as we map the P3 conference.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. But it's not going to be the Purpose Plan Promise, but he made up his own 3P. It's a round of the business terminology.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's exciting, and he's also going to help us with making sure that everybody zoom in. And anybody can zoom in. It's going to be on Facebook Live too, so if you don't want to call in the Zoom, you can always just look on. It's a free event. No, nobody has to pay. So invite others. We're going to have some really good speakers. We got Evangelist Mays. We got Apostle Vicki Johnson.
Wow.
We got Pastor we got Pastor Jerise Miles. We got Bishop Ronald Hobson. We got Pastor Christopher Newton. We got the one and only Dr. Vaughn and myself, amen, and a couple of others that I haven't confirmed yet. But I think we got enough. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. It's a free event. And so, like I said, it's free. All you got to do is just tune in. It's from 12 to 4. I believe God got a great word for everybody. Amen. So come get your blessing. It may not be in my voice. It could be through another person that's speaking that God is going to use. And also, we will have space where people, if you have a business, will give you a chance to talk about your business. So kind of like if you was at a conference in person, going to have it whereas I let at least 3 or 4 business people talk about their product. And how they can, how the people can buy their products, you know? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we'll have that. We'll have the business. We'll have the vendor section as well. So we're not going to let the devil stop our conference. Amen? The devil is alive, but we still going to have the P3. I don't care what disease is in the air. Can't nothing stop the purpose and the plan that God has for his people. We thank God for the internet. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. I mean, you know, I look at it this way. Can't get upset because you can't go in the building because God said in the last days the whole world got to know about him. What better way than for the whole world to know about him? The internet.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. Amen, Doc. That's
how they can know about him because they get the whole world can walk into your church.
That's
so
right.
Everybody got a global ministry now. Everybody
That's
global.
Right.
Praise God. Everybody mega and everybody global. Can nobody be talking about my little church? No, you got a global ministry because you online.
Mm-hmm.
That means the whole world is watching you.
Come on,
and
now,
everybody
yes,
is on equal footing.
Yep.
Praise God. Yes.
Great commission.
So,
great commission. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have DYL, Three Generations of Royalty and Strength. As you all know, we come out with so many new products. We have a protective section, whereas we have safety goggles now because they're saying that you can get the COVID through your eyes. They said you can cover your mouth and your nose, but it can still get in your eyes. A lot of people, it's been getting in their eyes. So DYL is offering the safety goggles/glasses now, especially, you know, if you got to go out or if you're around people or if you got to go on the travel, if you want to, you know, airport and stuff, you want to wear your safety glasses and your goggles and your mask.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can never be so, you know, I had to tell somebody the other day, They said, well, why we got to wear all that? I said, well, why you got to wear a seatbelt? Amen. Mm-hmm. Don't these people be so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good? You wear a seatbelt so if you won't get in a crash. So what's wrong with wearing a mask and protective gear so you won't get COVID-19? Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And so we got to use wisdom. We just have to use wisdom. I don't see what the big fuss is about wearing a mask. I mean, to each his own. But don't get mad at me because I want to protect myself. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. That's on you. Mm-hmm. But don't get mad at me because I decide to wear one. You know, I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to wear my glasses. I'm going to wear my gloves. If you don't want to wear one, that's on you. You know? Mm-hmm. So we got to learn how to respect each other. People get mad at you for living your life. Don't get mad at me for living my life. I ain't mad at you for living yours. Praise God.
Amen.
So, you know, we have to, so we have the protector, we got the mask, the gloves, the face shields, and we have the safety goggles, and we have the hand sanitizers. We have the hand sanitizers. So we came out with that, and we came out with the new T-shirts. We got black and blue now. So ladies, we got black, blue, and we got white. For men, we got the gray tees. Praise God. For men, we got the gray tees. We also came out with some more vitamins. We got the vitamin B complex.
Mm-hmm.
We have the vitamin D3. We have the CoQ10. I mean, I tell you, God has really been allowing us to come out with so many new products. And God is really blessing in that area. So we give him glory. So they were Ale Sands for three generations of Royal King Shrimp. We specialize in total skin and body care. We deal with the whole man, not just the outside, but the inner and the outer. As you can see, if you go online, you will see that we offer products for the whole body, the inside and the outside. We have the vitamins, we have the supplements, we have the skin cream, we have the body sprays, and we have the apparel, and we also have the protective gear and some other things as well. So that's www.dewael.com, www.dewael.com, and we are a family business. We help the entire family, just so everybody would know out there. It's not no people see the 3 and the G, and for whatever reason, I think they're scared. They don't know what that means. So it just means three generations, and the arrows on the G stands for strength. That's a strength arrow. You know, those arrows on the G, that's the code for strength. It's nothing spooky. People so, you know, in their mind, they be thinking spooky stuff all the time. Three stands for three generations, and then royalty. God says that we are a royal priesthood. All of us are royal. Amen. Glory to God. So it's not that we think we're better than you. We just, like I said today, we're a peculiar people. We're a royal priesthood. Why shouldn't I walk in my royalty? Why shouldn't you walk in your royalty? God has chosen you and set you aside. So you've been through a lot and you've overcame. So that's strength. And so that's what our logo stands for, royalty and strength. So I just wanted to break that down for people who look at the logo and get spooked, and I guess that makes them not want to like or share. But that's what the logo stands for, okay, people? All right. So Virtual Consulting Company, let us help you rebuild. People need to rebuild like never before. Go to www.virtualconsultingco.com. And then we have Dr. DTH Ministries. You can email me at drdthministry@gmail.com for counseling, for prayer. I mean, my prayer line has been ringing off of the hook. I've been praying for people from Mississippi. People have been calling me from Ohio, Mississippi, Nevada, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Lord have mercy, how you get this number? They said we saw it on the internet. It said a prayer line. I said, I don't have nothing listed under this number at the prayer line. I tell you, when God wants you to pray for people, he will lead you. He will lead them to you. My God, people have been calling me from all over the world asking for prayer. And so I want you guys to be mindful that people are hurting out here.
Yeah, doctor.
And so we got to continue to pray for people, okay? And so many other things. Just Google my name, Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. You can see everything will come up. Lord, everything is on Google about everybody. Lord, have mercy. So that's all I have. And I won't go into a relationship question tonight. Elder and Prophetess, email me or call me after the call so we can arrange. I need to get my books, and y'all got to mail them to me. So we're at the end of the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next Monday night on 347-843-4559. We're about to go. But before we leave, let us leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, 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 always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
What you're going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's one that's always to get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
the globe. This has been another production of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Y'all take care and have a great time. Remember, we're back here, Lord willing, we're back here every Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. This has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Remember, Jesus is Lord.